For 3 weekends in every summer, a mass of musicians descends on the Rogue Valley for the Brit Orchestra season, playing music on the Brit Hill in Jacksonville. There are year-in, year-out regulars, obviously, but also plenty of guest artists who come spice up the programs. Jeffrey Kahane is the spice for tomorrow night in a program called Symphonic Exploration. It's hard to know where to start describing the many talents of Jeffrey Kahane. He's a conductor and a pianist and versed in many genres of music, and we'll just let him tell his own story. Jeffrey Kahane joins us by phone from Los Angeles, or actually, guess you're here already, aren't you?
I am. I'm in Jacksonville, actually, at the moment.
Well, thanks for joining us today on The Exchange.
It's my pleasure. Happy to be here.
So before we get into the interview, let's actually hear a little bit of music. Here's a Bach Violin Concerto with the L.A. Chamber Orchestra, which you had been conducting. So this has been a big year for you, Jeffrey Kahane. You just departed as conductor of the L.A. Chamber Orchestra after 20 years. What was the reason for leaving?
Well, 20 years is a long time to be a music director of an orchestra for anyone. It's actually a fairly unusually long tenure in this day and age. Many music directors stay for 10 years, 12 years, sometimes 15. I actually never thought I would stay much beyond 15 years, but things were going so well, and 20 seemed like a good round number. I left on a very high note. The orchestra is in great shape, and my relationship with them is as strong or stronger than it's ever been, and I am continuing, actually, as their music director laureate, so I will go on. I will have a very close relationship with the orchestra going forward. I'll be doing one regular subscription concert each year, as well as various other things. But it was time to do something different.
But the LA Chamber Orchestra you left, I understand, was very different from the one you inherited. It sounds like a real uphill climb in the early years.
It was a big challenge when I took the orchestra over, and in the late 90s, it was an orchestra like so many orchestras around the country that had gone through very difficult financial struggles. It had come close to bankruptcy. This was a common story in those years around the country. And there was a big morale issue and it was an uphill struggle, but I'm very proud to say that within a relatively short amount of time, we turned that around. And within 5 to 7 years, there was a very dramatic change. And it is now, 20 years later, one of the shining stars of the American music scene, and certainly one of the crown jewels of Los Angeles.
The L.A. Times music critic Mark Swed said you left as a master musician and mensch. That sounds like fairly high praise.
it's a nice thing for someone to say.
Absolutely. You seem quite musically omnivorous as I look at your career. I mean, you've worked in a lot of genres. Give us an idea of the expanse of the Jeffrey Kahane repertoire.
Well, I was blessed as a child to grow up in a home. Neither of my parents was a musician, but they both were music lovers, and they both loved a lot of different kinds of music. They had not a huge record collection, but they had a very high quality record collection, which encompassed everything from Dixieland and Ella Fitzgerald and folk music of all kinds to great performances of Beethoven and Brahms and opera. And so I was exposed as a young child to all kinds of music. I was actually, interestingly enough, when I was very small, I was really only drawn pretty much to classical music, which is kind of weird, but that's true. And then when I was about 10, it was the mid-60s, and I had an older brother. I have an older brother who was playing the guitar, and I picked up the guitar, taught myself to play the guitar, and ended up playing in rock bands, and later learned to play jazz a little bit. So I was interested always in all kinds of music. My primary focus has always been as a classical musician, but I have a lot of experience in different kinds of music. And I feel very fortunate in that way because it has broadened my outlook, changed the way I approach classical music, because one of the great, you know, I should just say that one of the other great gifts that I had growing up as a child was that I was encouraged to improvise. So I grew up as an improviser as well as, you know, someone who just read notes. And improvisation, many people don't realize the extent to which improvisation, which we associate with jazz or other kinds of popular music, was absolutely central to the classical tradition. You know, Bach, Mozart, Beethoven, Chopin, Liszt, all of the great composers were famous for their ability to improvise. And this is an art which for many, many years in the 20th century kind of, I wouldn't say it disappeared completely, but certainly it was not part of the training of most classical musicians. And I was deeply fortunate that that was instilled on me that from the time I was 5 or 6 years old, that not only was it permissible, but that it was a really good thing to do. And that changes the way one approaches classical music.
Is that something you've been able to instill as a conductor in your various postings? Is it possible within a symphonic operation to encourage much of that?
Well, I wouldn't say a lot. I mean, there are certain kinds of repertoire where some improvisation in a very, very controlled and small way is possible. I mean, it's more really, when it comes to conducting, it more has to do with the spirit that you instill, the effort to create a kind of atmosphere of spontaneity. You know, there's some conductors who go for a kind of an aesthetic of absolute control over every aspect of a performance, and that is the opposite of what I do as a conductor. I mean, obviously we have to rehearse and, you know, work very hard on ensemble, but I also I think the musicians in the orchestras that I've worked with would probably tell you that I've always encouraged a feeling of spontaneity within, you know, very controlled limits.
Okay, so spontaneity, but with some guidelines, some fenders, as it were.
Yes.
Jeffrey Kahane's our guest on the Jefferson Exchange, conductor and pianist, and just departed as the musical director of the L.A. Chamber Orchestra, playing tomorrow night with the Brit Orchestra on the Hillside in Jacksonville. You can join us on the Exchange at 800-838-3760, by phone, by email, jx@jeffnet.org. Jeffrey, is there a musical home for you, a particular composer who feels like that well-worn sweater or something?
No. There are probably at least a dozen who feel like well-worn sweaters to me. One of the glories of being a classical musician is we don't have to choose. I mean, I know that there have been, you know, a few musicians who are really associated primarily with a single composer, but that usually tends to be more a perception that's created externally. Most of the greatest pianists that I know, or the greatest musicians that I know, are very much at home and very close to many different composers, and that is certainly the case with me.
So the piece you're playing tomorrow, is that the Beethoven Piano Concerto number 4?
I'm playing the 4th Beethoven Piano Concerto, which happens to be probably, of all the piano concertos that I performed in my life, it's the one that I've performed more than any other. I would conservatively guess that I've played it in the last 40 years probably between 150 and 200 times.
Wow. That's and how I've often wondered, particularly when people come out there without the music, how long you have to prepare a piece before you feel like you can put it on stage.
That depends entirely on the piece. You know, there are pieces of incredible complexity. It also depends, of course, on the length of the piece, but there are pieces of extraordinary complexity that I need a year, maybe even a year and a half to prepare. There are pieces that I can prepare in a matter of a few days or a week or two. There's no rule when it comes to that question. It's really a matter of the nature of the individual piece.
I notice this is by no means your first Oregon experience. I understand your first conducting gig was in Oregon.
It was. Let's see. It's been almost 30 years ago that I made my professional conducting debut at the Oregon Bach Festival in Eugene. That was a very critical part of my development as a conductor. I was very blessed that they gave me an opportunity to conduct when I was pretty green at it, and they continued to give me many opportunities over a long period of time. And that was actually, in fact, a big part of what led to my appointment as music director of the Los Angeles Chamber Orchestra back 20 years ago, because many of the musicians who were regulars at the Oregon Bach Festival happened to be members of the Los Angeles Chamber Orchestra, who came to Oregon every summer. So when the Chamber Orchestra was looking for a new music director back in the 90s, they recommended me very strongly to the board of directors, and that's how that happened. So I probably played pretty much every summer in Eugene at the Bach Festival for, 20 years, maybe more. I've been to Brit quite a few times. It's been a few years since I've been here, but I've been here at least 4 or 5 times as a soloist over the last 25 years or so.
All right, so lots of Oregon experience for sure.
Oh yeah, I've been to Portland many times, many performances with the Oregon Symphony, among other places in Oregon I've been.
And I've often wondered if there's any particular difference in, I mean, there's going to be some difference in mood, I imagine, but in preparation for an outdoor concert versus one in a concert hall, is there any difference in anything you do?
No, I would say the answer to that is no. You really can't, I mean, you can't change anything about the way you play necessarily according to where you're playing. Sometimes we make small adjustments in terms of the way we try to project sound or pedaling. If we're playing in a very small space as opposed to a very large space, sometimes we use the pedal differently according to the amount of resonance that's in the room. If you're outdoors, you know, you may or may not be assisted by amplification. And so there are factors that might affect certain aspects of what you do. But generally, we play the way we play.
Jeffrey Gahane, our guest on the Jefferson Exchange, playing the Beethoven No. 4 Piano Concerto tomorrow night at the Brit Festivals in Jacksonville. I'm fascinated by your work as a linguist. I understand that you can speak the local language in a number of countries, and obviously that helps your spoken communication, but I wonder if the knowledges of languages helps you musically as well.
Oh, hugely. Enormously. For a number of reasons. I mean, first of all, it allows you to read literature about music, which is written in other languages. And, you know, the three principal, I guess you would say, musical languages are German, French, and Italian. And conductors are expected, you know, to at least know those languages well enough to read them fluently and ideally to speak them as well. We deal a lot of times as conductors with works with text, you know, whether they're operas or, song cycles with orchestra, or oratorios with chorus, many of which are in Latin. I have a degree in classics, so I know I've studied Latin and ancient Greek quite a lot. And you absolutely... You know, you have to be able to understand those languages to know how to pronounce them, to know how to work with choruses on how to pronounce them. And being able to read, you know, there's a lot of very important literature about music, which is in other languages. So it's a very central part of what I do. And it's also, you know, key, I think, when you enter into the psychology of another language, the color, if you will, of another language, it's a wonderful way in to the understanding of another world.
Just a couple seconds left here. I notice your children, Gabriel and Annie, have both gone into the arts. So how proud are you of them?
Oh, they're amazing people and amazing artists, both of them. Gabriel is a very well-known, multifaceted artist who's a composer, a singer-songwriter, a pianist, and does all kinds of amazing different things. In fact, I've heard a rumor that he may be at Brit next summer with the orchestra. I can't confirm that, but I've heard a rumor about that.
Okay, we'll keep our eyes peeled for the other Kahane arriving at
Brit. And my daughter is a very gifted poet and a dancer and choreographer, and she's quite amazing, too.
All right, Jeffrey Kahane, tomorrow night at the Brit Festivals in Jacksonville for the Brit Orchestra. The program is called Symphonic Exploration. He'll be playing Ludwig von Beethoven's Piano Concerto No. 4 in G major. Thank you so much for joining us.
It's my pleasure. Thanks for having me.